closed captioned for the reality impaired. It's the Jerry Bader Show.
.906 2016 campaign takes turn toward tawdry. Isn't that headline a little late? Or is that just me? Of course, they are referring to the general between Hillary and Donald Trump. I can't even... Both are such target-rich environments. Where do you begin with either of those candidates? And maybe the better question is, where do you end? Both have so many things to go after. I'm going to get to that in the 10 o'clock hour. Yeah, you're right, like the old slap fest. I want to get to that in the 10 o'clock hour. Wall Street Journal polling suggests that more Americans than ever, and I mean every election, there are people who are more voting against someone than for someone, but it appears particularly magnified, that phenomenon, in this election. The number of people who are going to vote for Donald Trump because he's not Hillary Clinton, and vice versa. It is stunning. And other dynamics of the race, I want to get to that in just a bit, actually in the 10 o'clock hour. Also, breaking news, TSA shakeup. TSA head of security out after long lines. People getting to airports 3 hours early and still missing their flight. Oh, would that hack me off just a little bit? Anyway, the presidential stuff we'll get to after 10 o'clock. I want to start with what I think is a fascinating topic. And I do want to give credit where credit is due. We in conservative talk radio very often, but I would argue not too often, very often criticize the mainstream media, particularly newspapers. I've argued that newspapers are struggling as much as any of the quote-unquote old media, if not more, because they're trying to transfer a bad product to the web. And by bad product, I mean a liberally biased product. This is not to say, and this is something conservative talk radio hosts don't do often enough, this is not to say that there isn't still some excellent journalism going on. It is often lost between the incredibly biased, slanted journalism, but there is some good work. The brand that the old newspaper media is trying to establish on the web is really emphasized the investigative work. And they all have their different Gannett. Well, it's interesting because now the Journal Sentinel is Gannett, which I keep forgetting. They were just opponents for so long, competitors, I should say, that it's just hard for me to picture them under one roof. And I'm told there are those under their roof that have this. What are they doing in here? Now, theirs is called Watchdog. The rest of Gannett, Wisconsin, it's Gannett Investigative Wisconsin. It's a clunky name. I don't remember it. But they do some good digging. At their Watchdog Report section at jsonline.com, they have a whole series on what I would call fake diseases. The series is called Illness Inflation. And what they examine is, in recent years, have we created diseases so the pharmaceutical company can create cures for them? They take two here. I take two of theirs here because one I think is fake, the other I'm not so sure. From gluttony to the medical mainstream, is binge eating a disorder or simply an unhealthy habit? Over the years, there has been a redefinition, first a definition of gluttony as binge eating, as a disorder like anorexia, bulimia, and so on, an eating disorder. So binge eating would be the antithesis of anorexia nervosa. Anorexia nervosa, only in the richest land in America would affluent people starve to death because of image perception. Binge eating would be the polar opposite of that. You eat and you eat and you eat and you eat and you eat. Therefore, it's a disorder. Or is it? Or is it just a bad habit? In the case of anorexia, it is seen as beyond a bad habit because there is, I think, a pretty clearly defined psychological element. Anorexics look in the mirror and see something other people don't see. That's a disorder. When you look in the mirror and you see this fat person and you're 5'4 and about 71 pounds, that's a disorder. It truly is. Now think about that, and then here is from the Journal Sentinel. For generations, it was called gluttony. Then it was labeled binge eating disorder, but not many people noticed. In the diagnostic manual used by psychiatrists, it was listed as a condition that needed further study. 3 years ago, in 2013, it went prime time. That's when the American Psychiatric Association said it was a formal mental disorder and expanded greatly the definition psychiatrists used to diagnose it. I did miss this, that binge eating became a formal mental disorder. Again, the closest thing you would want to compare it with is anorexia nervosa. Previously, someone had to have out-of-control eating episodes at least twice a week for a period of 6 months. The new criteria said the episodes only had to occur once a week for 3 months. I'm not sure what the definition of an out-of-control eating episode is, but I'm pretty sure I've had one. What followed were claims that up to 8.5 million American adults have the condition. 8.5 million people. The approval of a dangerous amphetamine to treat it and a marketing campaign complete with a celebrity spokeswoman, former tennis star Monica Seles, is what followed. Independent doctors argue binge eating disorder is not a disease at all, but simply an unhealthy habit. What's more, those doctors say, the claims of how many people have the condition are inflated. Well, if you don't believe it's a real condition in the first place, then I guess any number is going to be inflated. What's more, those doctors say, the claims of how many people are inflated, meaning many may be diagnosed and overtreated with drugs that can cause serious side effects. Alan Francis, the former chairman of psychiatry at Duke University, called binge eating disorder a fake diagnosis. He chaired the task force 22 years ago that produced the fourth edition of the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders. That's when binge eating was thought to need further study. He's a critic of the 2013 decision to elevate its status and broaden its definition in the latest edition of the manual. We shouldn't be turning everyday behaviors into mental disorders. What he's saying is people who binge eat just need to learn self-control. And eating too much is just a bad behavior, a bad habit, and not a mental disorder. Experts say that this change is practically a paradigm shift. First, it creates overnight a lucrative new market for drug companies. Once something is listed as a mental disorder, pharmaceutical companies can now try to innovate drugs to treat it. It can make it easier to get insurance coverage for the new condition. And it can add urgency to the FDA to approve new products to treat it. That happened in 2015. Remember, this declaration came in 2013. In 2015, the FDA approved the first drug for binge eating disorder, Vyvanse, a dangerous amphetamine already in use to treat attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. Generally, the landscape has changed from a climate of wondering whether this is an unusual pattern of eating, whether it was a valid mental disorder, to a discussion of how to best understand the causes of and develop treatments for this common and impairing condition. So James Hudson, professor of psychiatry at Harvard Med School. Hudson was the lead author of a 2007 study that estimated nearly 7 million Americans had the condition under the old definition. The number was based on a large national household survey conducted between 2001 and 2003. The survey has not been updated using the new definition. So estimates vary widely and may use different assumptions to reach a number. And then that brings in concerns over the drug use. Vyvanse can raise blood pressure, cause heart problems, and critics say whether it really helps is very much in question. So, here is the question. Do you accept that binge eating can be a psychological disorder? In other words, you can't just be told to stop eating any more. Someone than suffering from clinical depression can be told to just cheer up. Or whether an anorexic can simply be told, eat more. Because that's, and I think anorexia is the perfect juxtaposition to this. I think most people accept that anorexia is a psychological disorder. You can't tell someone to just eat more. They look in the mirror and they see a fat person when they are emaciated. So do you think binge eating is that, or is this a fake disease? I just want to see what people think. I'm not looking for your professional opinion. What do you think? Fred in Wausau. Fred, go ahead.
Yes, thanks, Jerry. You know, number one, I would say that you can diagnose a condition of just about anything and decide it's a compulsive behavior. Somebody vacuums too often. Oh, that's a compulsive behavior and they need to get drugged. But specifically about the binge eating, years ago I was living in Germany and I met a girl and met her grandparents who were in Germany in World War II, and her grandmother was captured as a spy and spent 12 years in a Russian POW camp. By the time I met her, she was grossly overweight, 300 plus easy, in a wheelchair, could not get up and walk around because all she wanted to do was eat because she almost starved to death. So that would qualify, I think. Just to say you eat too many hot wings on a Thursday night, sorry.
Okay, that's a great point, Fred. That's a really good point. Thanks a lot for the call. For example, I recently shared a book that I read, and I saw the guy speak, the guy from Kakana, and unfortunately, Wayne Vanden Langenberg. Look at me! Weighed 700 pounds. Okay. Was that a disorder? I really think it was. If you hear him describe, he was eating, what did I say, 15,000 calories a day. Four Whoppers, two large pizzas, was it like a dozen cheeseburgers or something like that? I think he believes he had a disorder that he's controlling, and I accept that. If it exists, I think it's really, really rare. I'm a compulsive eater, and I have learned to control it finally. It's a struggle. If there's a whole large pizza there, I would pretty much try to eat the whole thing. if there's no one else around to eat it. To Jim on the road, who says he is a former binge eater. Jim, go ahead.
Jerry, how are you?
Good.
Yeah, I think in certain situations, it's actually a real disorder. Now, is it being inflated? Absolutely. But I'll give you my own personal experience. I was a ex-amateur bodybuilder for many years into fitness. And we're dealing in a culture, if you look at children's toys of today and what the essence of a man should be, there's actually been a few programs on it. And how the men today, even the kids' toys look like they're on steroids. They're just big, beefy, strong. In the last program I saw on it, they took an old Luke Skywalker compared to a new Luke Skywalker figure. So you're pumping that into children's head. And, I had that as I small a stature as a kid and fell into the lifestyle of trying to bodybuild and be in fitness. And eventually it comes down to the mass consumptions of calories. So, part of it was habit, but then when you finally break away from the lifestyle and you say, okay, I want to be healthy, I don't want to be huge and blah, 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 but you've established those habits.
Yep.
But the mental disorder that goes with it is absolutely the same as anorexia, where you look at yourself in the mirror and you can just ultimately see every inadequacy you have, which feeds that disorder. And I know a lot of people that are in the same circles as myself that came from that lifestyle that later on they have a hard time controlling the eating as well, because it is a mental disorder. Now, whether or not it needs medication or not, I don't know. And like the last caller said, just because you sit down and eat a full order of hot wings or a box of donuts, I'm talking about sitting down and at one setting eating between 4,000 and 8,000 calories and ingesting 10,000 to 15,000 calories a day on a daily basis and not being obese.
Jim, thanks a lot for the call. Well, that's it. I don't know how you do that. And that's a different matter, though. If you're eating that and burning it off, then I think you have two compulsions going on, is what I would say. But, break. Earl says break. Tracy, hang on. You're next. Jeez. Sorry about, it was such a good call. I should do the show, not listen to it. 924.
Join the Jerry Bader Facebook fan page. Go to jerrybadershow.com.